One more announcement. Brother Dick Fries will be here Saturday night. Praise God.
Well, the reason I'm in this church, I don't want to be lost. The reason I'm in this church, I don't want to be lost. The reason I'm in this church.
The reason I talk in tongues.
Yeah.
They that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's not saying that they must worship in the Holy Ghost and baptism in Jesus' name, one God and all that. That's not what it's really saying, though we believe this. It is saying that you must worship God with your spirit and with your body. Now, most people go through the worship with the body only, with the singing, with the clapping, with the standing, with the all the maneuvers that we go through with our physical self. That's the truth, the actual, the natural. But few will go on and enter into the spiritual side. Now, Paul said in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he that speaketh in tongues, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, unknown being italic, speaketh not unto men, but who's he talking to? But speaketh unto God. His understanding is unfruitful. That is, he don't know what he's saying. But his spirit is edified. This is verifying the thing that Jesus said in spirit and in truth. That is, we're to, because Paul went on to say, howbeit then I will pray with the Spirit, which is to say with tongues. And I will pray with my understanding also. There is spirit and truth, or spirit and natural. I will sing with the Spirit. That's to say, sing in tongues. And I will do it with my understanding also. Now, we throw on the brakes too quick. We never leave the natural too many times. I'm not condemning all of us, but I know we only go about as far as our neighbor churches go sometimes.
Oh my.
We, in our worship, I'm talking about, we sang in the sweet by and by. And we sang, if we all get to heaven, when we all get to heaven. And we sang a lot of other songs in the natural. You know, we just, as far as we get, we testify in the natural. We pray in the natural. And that's all right. But we must not stop at the natural side. We must get involved in this with our spirit.
Right.
You know, our spirit connects with His spirit. Then you've got a conversation going on. You've got something going on between you and God. The sinner can sing in the natural. They may come and join in and sing and all that. They might even join the choir. They might even get their name on the book somehow. They might even get on the deacon board. I found a few sinners on the deacon board. Let me tell you about that. I was pastoring a church not in Pine Bluff, and I happened to be at a restaurant one morning drinking coffee with our song leader, and he said, "Brother Rutledge, don't look now, but just in a minute look around behind you sitting next to the window." And when I looked around, one of my deacons was sitting there drinking coffee and smoking a cigarette. Yeah, it shocked me too. I didn't call it disturbance that day. I wrestled with it. I mean, that in that restaurant, I wrestled with it all day long. And I went to his home that night, and I said, "Brother McQuay," his son is Jerry. Some of you kids remember Jerry, the missionary now. I said, "Brother McQuay, how long have you been smoking?" He said, "I never did quit." I said, "How long have you been on the board?" He said, "18 years. I said, "Why on earth didn't you tell me before I reappointed you on the board?" He said, "I wanted to." He said, "I wanted to quit every day. And I'd always say, tomorrow I'll quit. But I never have been able to shake that habit." So I asked him to resign. He's my friend to this day. In fact, he's visited me since I've been here in this church. I think he finally overcome his habit. I didn't ask him, but by his actions, I think he has. Here's a humorous thing about it. I had him took off the board, and lo and behold, he's the best board member I had. Things was in a bad shape. I'm telling you, sinners can work their way into positions. Amen. But that don't make it right. You know, if we'd vote tonight, is it all right to drink beer? 99% of the church, if 99% of the church voted it's all right to drink beer, that still would be right. It's not what we think. The Word of God is not by private interpretation. That is to say, you can't interpret it without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It must be interpreted by the Spirit of God. It was given by the Spirit. It must be interpreted by the Spirit. So this whole thing is saying, "Well, I see it this way, and this is my convictions." You hadn't got any right to any seeing our convictions on your own. We must take the Word of God and get into the Spirit of God and see what it says. And when you do that, it'll be like Saul of Tarsus when he got in the Spirit, though he had never had teaching directly from the natural fleshly being of the Lord. He had never had teaching from the other apostles. But when he got in the Spirit, he came out of the Arabian desert baptizing in Jesus' name, laying hands on people and receiving the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues. The same doctrine that the Lord had given the other apostles, he gave it to Saul in private. Came out the same way. I'm telling you, when you get in touch with God, you interpret it just alike. Carnally, you may interpret it separately and differently, but once you get hooked up with the Spirit of God, it'll come out exactly the same. Everybody say, "Praise the Lord." Praise the Lord.